It's Focus West Michigan from WGVU for Wednesday, December 31, 2025. I'm Rick Bierling in for Joe Bilecki. In local news, Lowell police say the fire at a senior living facility Monday was deliberately set. They are asking for the community's help in identifying a person of interest. WGVU's Dee Morrison reports.
Police believe Monday's early morning fire at Snyder Manor on Bowes Road may have been started by a man they describe as approximately 6 feet tall, wearing dark clothing. Investigators believe he intentionally started the fire by igniting several items in a common hallway between apartments. Emergency crews from Lowell and Ada evacuated residents from several apartments at the senior living facility. They put out the fire with no injuries. Police are asking people who live nearby to check their doorbell or security camera footage from about midnight to 2 a.m. Monday. They say even something that seems minor could help identify the individual responsible. Anyone with information is asked to call the Lowell Police Department or can submit an anonymous tip at Silent Observer. I'm Dee Morrison.
Christmas is over, but Santa's elf Buddy is still running around on the streets of Plainfield Township. WGVU's Phil Dawson reports the man in the costume is Matt Wager. He's running to end multiple sclerosis.
I'm singing, I'm on a run and I'm singing.
Matt Wager has multiple sclerosis, currently in remission, and he's running to raise money for research into a cure and treatments.
For every donation I receive, I am running 1 mile, dressed like Buddy the Elf. Let's go! Mile one is for my neighbor, Kaylin Boone.
The running is also training for the MSUS Cross Country Relay in June, an annual fundraising event to fight the disease. Wager is one of 21 participants who will run over 3,000 miles from Santa Monica to New York City. His segment is from Iowa to Wisconsin.
I'll be running a marathon a day for 6 days straight, over 150 miles.
With the help of medication and exercise, Wager says he's come a long way since his early days with MS.
When I was diagnosed with MS 13 years ago, I was afraid of what the future would bring. I wondered if I would ever be the capable person I once was. I am driven to make the most of my physical abilities.
Before the relay race in June, his fundraising goal is $10,000. He posts regular progress reports on Facebook.
If you want to see me run more miles just like Buddy the Elf, please donate. Mile seven is for my grandparents. I love you. I love you. I love you!
I'm Phil Dawson.
The Grand Rapids Griffins hockey team is partnering with emergency management officials to promote safety planning. WGVU's Dee Morrison reports.
Being prepared means having a plan, whether the emergency is severe weather, like snowstorms, tornadoes, and flooding, public health, like the COVID-19 pandemic and boil water advisories, or public safety, like hazardous material spills and active shooter situations. Grand Rapids Emergency Management Administrator Benjamin Rantz says an important first step is registering for local emergency alert notifications.
They really provide the three A's. It's alert, awareness, and action. They alert you that something is going on that's a little out of the ordinary. They provide you with awareness on what's happening, what the location is, and what the duration might be. And then they provide you with an action. Do you shelter in place? Do you evacuate to another location?
This Friday, Rantz's team will blend entertainment with education at the Office of Emergency Management Arena Takeover Night during the Griffins home hockey game. They plan demonstrations, activities, and giveaways, including 10 backpacks stocked with emergency items, and the first 300 families receive starter bags with supplies and planning lists.
Those simple things can really go a long way to ensuring that everybody knows what to do in an emergency and also is just as prepared as possible when they go out and about in the city.
The Griffins game is this Friday, January 2nd, at Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids. I'm Dee Morrison.
You're listening to Focus West Michigan from WGVU. In state news, weekly benefits for Michigan workers who file for unemployment benefits will increase in 2026. Rick Pluta explains.
This is part of a series of annual unemployment benefit boosts under a law signed roughly a year ago by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity says that law marked the first increase in state jobless benefits since 2002. The size of the weekly unemployment check will depend on the beneficiary's wage history. New claims filed after January 1st are eligible for up to $530 a week, plus an additional stipend based on the number of dependents. That's an increase of $84 from the 2025 rate. The University of Michigan projects the state unemployment rate to increase to 5.6% by the second quarter of 2026. I'm Rick Pluta.
A constitutional challenge to Michigan's law against making terrorist threats will appear before the state Supreme Court. Colin Jackson has more.
The case began with a Wayne County man charged with making terrorist threats after allegedly threatening violence at a school. He argues the law violates his First Amendment free speech rights under the U.S. Constitution. That's because it doesn't specifically require someone to knowingly make a threat to be charged, and the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that a guilty mindset is needed to limit someone's freedom of speech. In two different appeals court rulings from this case, judges agreed with the defendant at first, but later found there was an implicit consideration of mental state in the law. The Michigan Supreme Court will sort out whether that stretch was allowed. I'm Colin Jackson.
And county prosecutors are making progress on about 750 cases involving young people sentenced to life without parole. Michigan's Supreme Court ruled in April that mandatory life sentences for people convicted of murder when they were between 18 and 20 years old are unconstitutional. Prosecutors have until early January to decide whether they will ask for new life sentences. As of late December, more than 100 people have been resentenced to less than life. Dozens have been released. Hundreds more may have to wait years before they're shot at freedom. And that's going to do it for Focus West Michigan on this last day of 2025. I'm Rick Bierling. We will be back on Monday, January 5, with more news and interviews on Focus West Michigan from WGVU. Happy New Year.